download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J
Mornings with Zan.
The main thing I reckon was just like the professionalism of like how they carried themselves on stage. And like we really learnt you can't party all the time or you can't be... You know what I mean? Like, because you really burn out and...
Some can be.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you've done it before and you really do burn out and things like that. So I think especially AC/DC, those guys, you know, they're however, you know, what, early 60s kind of thing, and they're still just blistering. So I think we really opened our eyes and thought, you know, there's all this other stuff involved with being in a band, but the main kind of thing is performing. We really took that from those guys and thought, you know, that's what it's all about.
People often tell me about the power trio and how having three people in a band, you can really vibe off each other. Do Calling All Cars have the same deal?
I hope so. I think it's just less people, the better. I think in our case, like it's kind of, you know, don't have too many people to kind of look at around the stage, and yeah, you can kind of go into more jammy bits easier. And I don't know. I mean, I've never had the experience of being in a bigger band, so
it's what you know. Well, there is another member as well, I guess, a sort of more silent member of Calling All Cars, the guy who worked on both these records, Tom Larkin of She Had, who's produced the first and second Calling All Cars album. Tell us about that relationship with Tom and what he brings to the table for this record in particular, Dancing With a Dead Man.
We met Tom probably 2006 or something like that, and kind of just hit it off and got along, and we just learnt that we work really well together. And I think for the first album, it was a massive learning experience. And I think this time around, we kind of were way more prepared and I guess better musicians from touring so much. And yeah, we kind of were able to like experiment more and just focus on tones and have more fun, I think, in general.
And I think like Tom's just, he's done so many records with She Had, and they've kind of been through every possible situation in like a recording situation. So he just knows everything so well, like in a studio environment, and it makes it really, it's just really comfortable to be in a studio with him, because he's got really good stories as well, which is one kind of something that makes it really cool to be around.
It's never boring, so.
Are you often taking, you know, his time up and your own time up when you're just, you know, crowding around the mixing desk telling a tale?
He's taking our time up most of the time, I think. Retelling these stories of rock and roll.
It's definitely easy to get caught up in, like you can find yourself just telling stories for hours, but it's like, oh, we've got work to do this.
Yeah. Calling All Cars, pulling up Tom Larkin, telling him to get back on track.
That's happened before, Sam.
It has.
There's an anthemic quality to many of the songs on Dancing With a Dead Man. Autobiotic stands out to me, in particularly in that vein. What can you tell me about that song?
We came up with that song, I think, in pre-production. We were kind of between doing tracks, and I think we just started jamming or something, and we started playing that riff, and that's when Tom went, "What's that?" Like, and we're kind of like, oh, we're just mucking around a bit. And he said, "I'll just put it down," and we kind of wrote the structure of the music, and then never had lyrics or a vocal melody for it. And so, yeah, we actually came up with the vocal melody and the lyrics kind of in the recording process, which was a bit different for us.
Feeling a bit more like living in the moment?
Yeah, I think it kind of took a different direction to what we usually do, which gave it a kind of a unique sound. So.
Yeah, and even I was just listening as well to some of the other, I guess, tones going on in this record, even in the sort of seeming ballad-style songs, Hayden, you're still singing your guts out. Is there ever a moment of reprieve for your voice and for the way that you project your voice in these Calling All Cars songs?
Yeah, like it was kind of, it's always kind of nice to get to the softer songs and it's like, oh, I can have a break for a bit. But I think this time around, I found the bits that you'd think would be harder actually came a lot easier this time, so.
Do Do you think it's just that strength of your voice over years of playing?
Yeah, I think the solid touring has definitely strengthened my voice a bit, yeah.
How do you hold up night after night and also then, you know, day after day in the studio? Have you got any little vocal tips that you do? Have you got voice exercises? Are you gargling with honey and lemon every day?
Oh, I've definitely tried like everything at one point. It's, yeah, like I think at the end of the day, it's just not partying too hard, really. I think that's the trick, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. You guys are so good and healthy and safe.
No, we're not.
Not really.
We're just...
Like AC/DC taught us how to live.
Yeah. My mum's probably going to listen to this at some point, so.
Yeah, we've been told to say this. So.
Of course.